Okay, so we're doing Nusagya. Gittin, then Tesem and Aleph. Okay, should be about a week of Sugya here. So it's the Mishnah, it says, Elu Dvarim Amrum Ne Darkei Shalom. So these are the things which are stated because of Darkei Shalom, ways of peace. Kohen Kori Rishon, Achrav Levi, Achrav Yisrael. Name Darkei Shalom, first Kohen, then Levi, then Yisrael. For Darkei Shalom. Okay, that's interesting. Kohen Kori Rishon, Rashi. Kihichi Dalo Lesu Lansuye, the Kinulu Rabbanan, Isidra. They set up their own, set up the Seder, and they won't come to fight. The Kivan, the Kantor Rabbanan, he since the Lakana, Sulo Matsinun, Lashanuye, Vilamemar, and not creating riches, so they can no longer change it and say, I want to read first. Okay, what do you think about that? The Pshat of the Rashi is saying is he's explaining why it's Darkei Shalom. He's saying the Rabbanan formalized it, and given that it's formalized, now you're not going to have any fights. Because we're going to say, no, I want to go first. Well, sorry, you're coming. I'm going to go first. So those ideas, this removal is explaining how it's Darkei Shalom. Why is Darkei Shalom? Because it's the kind of people would fight about. But now there's the Tekan Rabbanan, so a guy can no longer push ahead.
But the
basic problem is I don't see how it works. Because what are you going to do? Let's say you have a fight between Tikkunim. Who goes first? Or between Tilduim or Tishraelim.
Oh, right.
Right? It doesn't, what is the fight exactly? It only resolves it if it's Yisrael and a Cohen fighting. It doesn't really solve. A lot of fights still. I mean, who's going to get Shlishi? You know, it doesn't really do anything. I mean, it's a minor help, but not really. And now you get the Yisrael, and now you have 25 guys in the shul, and one, you have to pick one Yisrael, and they'll say, oh, I want it. Right? I mean, isn't it the same? How does it really solve anything? Maybe like this. That, and we have to get further in this. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work out, but see, if the system is like a merit-based system, then you're going to have fights. Like, let's say the way laning was determined was, okay, the greatest guy gets first and second and third, you know, then everyone's going to make fights. Because you have to have another way to determine the order. So the order is based upon merit, so then you're going to have fights. Okay, then naturally it says, I go first, because it's like that's the nature of what the system is. The best guy goes first, so now you're going to make fights. So even though intrinsically that's the way it should be, or you know, there's an argument that it should go that way, you honor the guy who really is God, though. But that's not, in a perfect world, you could do that. But basically, that kind of system with emotional people is going to lead to fights. But now the system is not based upon merit. It's based upon, I guess, position. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Sheva. You know? Essentially, that's the determinant of the order of the Leos. Now, it's true, within each Shevet, you're going to have to pick who's going to do it. But that's not the nature of the system. The nature of the system isn't the system of who's the best guy. The nature of the system is there a Kohen here? Okay, it's a Kohen. Is it Yisrael, Levi, Yisrael? So it's like the nature of the getting the Aliyah is you're getting it Torah, you know, but via the fact that you're Yisrael, via that you're a Levi. So now, it's true, maybe you could say, hey, I want the Aliyah, but that's not, whatever, there's always going to be a fight of who's going to do whatever action it is. But the point is that what made the fights is the intrinsic determinant of greatness. The intrinsic determinant is Gedula, it's greatness. That's naturally, then the giving them the Aliyah is a statement of his greatness. But here, the idea of the system is it's no longer a statement of that. And it could be that's what answers your question. I don't really know and look into this, but maybe that's why nowadays is we know we're not knowing Bedafka to give the biggest guy Shlishi and the next guy Furvi and the next guy, because that's not the system anymore. Right. The system now is a system of Kohen Levi Five Israel. So there's not, it's not Lav Dafka, the order of the thing. That was the old system, but the new system is that the determinant is based upon the Kohen Levi Israel, and you're going to have to pick a random Kohen Levi, so you're going to have to figure out who to pick, but it's, since that's not the core of the system, it's not going to bring about the same type of fight. Of course, petty people could always fight about anything, but that's not here. It's almost the origin of the way of making it based upon greatness invites a fight unless you're on the highest level people. You know, and maybe intrinsically we should be, but the Darkei Shalom, the Chacham realizes it's a very nice theoretical idea to do something like that, but practically speaking, it doesn't fly. Practically speaking, in whatever time, it didn't work anymore. The senses. I mean, we have to get this maybe a little more later. But the basic idea is that we don't determine it. Yeah, we don't want to just make it arbitrary. Just say, pick. You know, close your eyes and just point. 21st finger or whatever. But the way you do it is, instead of going by greatness of the individual, you go by the greatness in his role in Klal Yisrael. So there's an idea of Kohen Levi Yisrael, the role in the Klal, the Kohen is the highest role, because he's the Mechaper, and the, you know, all the things that he does. And Levi is second, Yisrael is third. So we still have the idea that it's the order is based upon the Kavod, who we're going to give Kavod to, but it's not individual-based Kavod, rather it's position-based Kavod. You know, so now you've kind of taken the personality out of it, and you've rendered him a type of gavra, who, you know, a birthright, so to speak. So now it's no longer a fight of your personality. Now it's like, it's not Joe with Cohen getting it. It's Cohen who happens to be Joe. You know what I mean? It's not the guy. You know, and it's Yisrael. It's each guy betoras his representation of a sheva, as opposed to betoras him as a great guy. So then it doesn't. Yeah. But we still have the idea of kavod goes to the greatest person, but it's to the abstract greatest person. Who's the abstract greatest person? Cohen. Then Levi. Then Yisrael. So you still maintain the underlying idea that the kavod Torah should the kavod. You know, in the Torah, the kavod should be given to the person who reflects the highest level, but not through the particular, but more through his status. Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good point to that. Okay, further. So Rashi is okay after all, right? Okay, doesn't sound like it makes sense though at first. So let's say the Gemara. So the Gemara basically asks Menahem Emili, how do we know from Pasuk that a Kohen then Levi then Yisrael, right? How do we know? Which is a funny question. What do you mean, how do we know? Didn't you just say this in the Darkei Shalom? Mm-hmm. Right? The Gemara is going to ask that later. I mean, it just sounds like it's ignoring the Mishnah, saying, where is our source in the Torah, that Kohen, then maybe then Israel? How do we know? Right? Later, the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? You just said Darkei Shalom, now it's a stira from between the Gemara and the Mishnah. Right? But, because the Mishnah says they're named Darkei Shalom. So what's Darkei Shalom? It means it comes to Rabbanim. So it means the Raisa really should go by the greatest Chacham, whatever, something else. And the Rabbanan set up Kohen Levi Yisrael and Nei Darkei Shalom. So now what's the Gemara asking? How do we know from the Pasuk that it goes Kohen Levi Yisrael? It's not from the Pasuk, it's Darkei Shalom. Okay? It's a stira. But we'll ignore that for now. And now the Gemara is basically saying, forget that, not Darkei Shalom. How do we know? Okay? So Amar Rav Masna, Amar Kra, Vayichtov Moshe as a Torah Zos, Moshe wrote this Torah, Vayitna el Kohanim b'nei Levi, and he gave it to the Kohanim b'nei Levi, right? The sons of Levi, from Sheva Levi. Otu and Ola Yadana the Kohanim b'nei Levi, what don't I know that the Kohanim b'nei Levi? Just say Vayitna el Kohanim. Give it to the Kohanim, I know where Kohanim come from. Right? Ella, rather, he wrote it that way to teach you Kohen Beresha V'Hodar Levi. Ela Kohanim B'nei Levi. So first Kohen, then Levi. Okay, so therefore you see, there's Kohen, then Levi. And I guess last place is the Yisrael. So therefore we learn out, similarly in the ordering of the Aliyahs, we go like that. Rashi. Because what do you mean he gave it to them? He gave them to read. So you see, in terms of giving and reading of the Torah, there's a precedence place on Kohen Levi Yisrael. So similarly, when you have a shul and you want to give out your three aliyahs, so you follow the same order. But tell me, let's forget about this deraisa darabana. Let's just set the idea. I mean, whether it's a deraisa limud or it's a smachta, I'm just pointing to an idea. Either way, the choice of pasuk is pointing to a certain idea, right? But what's the drash, or what's the idea? Because it says Kohanim B'nei Levi, it says first the word Kohen and then the word Levi. Is that what's going on here? Okay, so Pasuk is Dvarim Lamed Aleph Tas. Ve'ichto Moshe Zatorah Zos, Vayitno El Kohanim B'nei Levi, Hanos Imes Aron Bres Hashem, Yil Kol Zignei Yisrael. So he wrote the Torah and he gave it to the Kohanim B'nei Levi, who are carrying the Aron Bres Hashem, and to the Zekeinim. Yerashi says, "Kishenigmara kula." When he finished it, nosnul of neshevto, he gave it to the people of the sheva. So it seems like he gave it to them first. He didn't just give it all to Israel simultaneously. That's my question. As it says, "A kohanim v'nei Levi." What does that mean? The kohanim who are the sons of Levi. So how's it getting from there that first he gave it to the kohanim, then he gave it to the Levim? Right. I mean, it doesn't say that. Don't say a Kohanim v'achar kach Leviim. Just a Kohanim v'nei Levi. Right? So how's it in deducing there? Because that's part of what the Gemara wants to know really, not just that Kohen is first, but that Kohen then Levi. Then Yisrael. So I'm saying, is it just like whatever? So you could just say, well, whatever, Kohanim, v'nei Levi, it's the first Kohen, then Levi, it's kind of loose. The words, just really just shoving it in there. But I'm saying, is there more than that? So maybe Pshat is that it means he gave it to the Kohanim, v'nei Levi. So the Kohanim who are B'nai Levi, right? So now why identify them as the Kohanim B'nai Levi? If you're just trying to say he gave it to the Kohanim first, so just say he gave it to the Kohanim. Why is it identifying them as B'nai Levi, right? So apparently their greatness, part of their greatness is that they're B'nai Levi, right? That must be as part of their identity and part of their greatness is that they're B'nai Levi. But they're not just any B'nai Levi, they're the Kohanim B'nai Levi. Right, they're a specific subclass of B'nai Levi. So when you're talking about them and identifying them as the ones you gave it to, you're identifying them based on two properties. The B'nai Levi, but the kind of B'nai Levi, the Kohan of B'nai Levi. So you see, apparently, the quality of B'nai Levi is also significant. Significant in their greatness. Because otherwise, they'll mention it. Just say Kohanim. If it had to do with Kohanim, nothing to do with their B'nai Levi part. Mm-hmm. Just say they gave it to the Kohanim. So Kohanim B'nai Levi means that it's built upon the B'nai Levi. The Kohanim is like a furtherance, the highest form of B'nai Levi. But apparently the B'nai Levi themselves, which is pure Leviim, also must partake of a Maila, given this idea. So therefore you can deduce that the Leviim also, so it's not plain pshat. Plain pshat is Kohanim B'nai Levi. But there's an indication in there, which is that there's also a Maila to the Leviim. So therefore, you secondarily could learn out from there that there's after the Kohanim, there's the Leviim. And then you say them. The same shot in the Pasuk is that he gave it to the Kohanim. Okay? Only. It doesn't say he gave it to the Leviim, it says he gave it to the Kohanim. Right? So then if you just have plain shot, you'd say he gave it to the Kohanim. So apparently the Kohanim have the most cover. No one else. The Kohanim are the best. You know, but now it's saying, but the limud is he gave it to the Kohanim, B'nai Levi. So the Kohanim who are B'nai Levi. So it's that by identifying them as B'nai Levi, you indicate that part of the greatness of the Kohen is that he's a B'nai Levi. He's a type, the highest type of B'nai Levi, but apparently he comes under the class of B'nai Levi, and that's part of his significance. So therefore you can learn out from there that B'nai Levi themselves also have a significance. Not as much as he was at the Kohanim, because he gave it to the Kohanim. B'nai Levi, I'm supposed to identify, clearly telling you, he gave it to the choicest of the B'nai Levi. But you just deduce that there's also a significance of B'nai Levi itself. I mean, Yisrael also got it, but apparently not first. I mean, I don't know where the Pasuk later maybe says that or something, but it just saying for here it started. Obviously, he gave the Torah to Yisrael also. It just apparently right in the beginning of the book, when it's just mentioning it, it's mentioning the Kohanim and the Leviim, so there you see there first. And then obviously Yisrael is involved, and you see in the beginning of the Torah, so Yisrael also. I mean, that gets to your point about why you give any alias to Yisrael. But for now, let's do that. That's not...
He doesn't see a rank between the Kohen and the
Levi. Yeah, rank between the Kohen and the Levi above Yisraelim. You also see they're all above Yisraelim because he's giving it to the Kohen and the Levi. So he didn't say he's giving it to Yisraelim, so apparently they're left out. Now, you could say they're zero, but there's no reason to assume in terms of getting the Torah. They didn't get the Torah. Everyone in Yisrael got the Torah. So just saying that apparently there's a priority here. Sense with the idea of having the Kohanim and Levi first makes sense in a simple pshat is that they're the teachers. Yom Shetachal Yaakov and Shetachal Yisrael, that they were so set up to be the teachers of Klal Yisrael. So that's the case. So it makes sense that they were given the Torah first. They're the leaders, they're the teachers of the Torah. Right? So just practically speaking, that's the sense of it, I guess. Although we did mention in the Rambam in the beginning of the Pirush Mishnayos, he doesn't know. He has the whole order of how the Torah was given. He doesn't single out Kohanim. It's interesting. But I mean, it sounds like it's the Pesukim. Yeah, the Gemara sounds like it's first and second. But I say it is first and second because when it's identifying their first identification as Kohanim, their second identification is as B'nai Levi. It makes sense. When you identify someone, so you mention first their primary differential, their essential greatness, and then you mention their secondary greatness, you know? That's just so it's first and second. But it's not just because it's like a plain pshat. Well, we have an extra word, and the first word is Kohen, second word is Levi, so therefore we know. You could derive it from the description of it. It almost emerges out of the pshat, that there is an identity of Kohen and B'nai Levi. Now, the limud is that, in fact, he taught it to them in that way. That's a limud. You know, like it's actually teaching you something halachically, which you may not know from the pshat. You need to know that you could be Dorish or something. But the idea that it's pointing to is implicit in the pshat of the pasuk, if you read it carefully. Yeah, okay, fine. So this is one pasuk. I think the way we should do this sugya is to go through there's four reasons, it'll turn out. Four different sources for how do you know this order, Kohen Levi Yisrael. And that to me is a little bit funny. Like, is it a four-way machlokas? Are they four ideas which are all true? If so, what are the different ideas? Are they different ideas? Are they the same ideas? Are they different types of ideas? Whatever, you know, like, so, but I think in order to do that, it's sometimes you gain perspective by seeing the four different answers, and then you can kind of try to work them through one at a time. You know what I mean? But, you know, by seeing the various types of answers, you kind of, helps you align them, isolate, identify the unique features of each one. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you can project a lot of ideas onto one pasuk, but when you see the different ideas and different psukim, it's somehow easier to isolate out the unique features and figure out the unique idea of each one. You know. So let's do is maybe we'll just go through the pshat today of this thing, and then we'll work on for tomorrow to try to help see if we can really figure out ideas here. Okay, so that's the first one. The next one is very similar, sort of. Okay, it says Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Mehecha. He says, no. While you're learning out from a pasuk over there by Moshe Rabbeinu giving the Torah to them, you should learn out from a pasuk by Egla Rufa. Okay, that's not supposed to make sense. I just said it in a tone of voice like it does, but Amar Mehecha. So this is a pasuk by Egla Rufa, which says that when they have a corpse and they don't know who killed it, so you find that the Kohanim who are running the show a little bit there, right? They bring it to they say this thing, right? Or I don't know what they do exactly, but they're involved in the process somehow. But it says, V'nikshua Kohanim B'nei Levi, the Kohanim or B'nei Levi, same thing, Kohanim B'nei Levi, approach, because why them? Because they are the ones that Hashem chose to serve Him. And to be mevarich b'shem Hashem, because Kohanim, v'alpiyam yekal rivachal naga, and through them all fights and negaim, mitzoros are judged. So they therefore they're the ones who come forth. Okay, it's kind of funny, right? And which one is this? Is this the Sharso, or El Baruch B'Shma, or El Pia Kol Riv, or it's not clear exactly what they're doing here. But that's what it's saying. As the Kohanim Levi come forward to do the Egla Rufa, to be involved in Egla Rufa, because of that. Okay? Rashi says the Kohanim say the Kaper. After what happens is there's a kingdom of that city wash their hands and they say, we didn't spill this blood. And then the Kohanim say, Kaper Lamcha Yisrael, right? God forgive the Jews and don't punish them, or whatever. So they're involved in the Kapara here, or whatever, right? Okay. So he says, so Rav Nisuk Nafcha is saying is that if you want to know, how do we know that the order by Kriyas HaTorah goes Kohen Levi Yisrael, so you look at this pasuk here, by Egla Rufa, it says that Nikshua Kohanim B'nei Levi. Don't I know that a Kohen is Bnei Levi? Ela Kohen Reish, Avad Levi. Same thing, Kohen first, then Levi. Okay, so that's kind of strange, right? It's kind of strange. He's using the same move as the first position, but the first position, at least it sounds like it's not so hard to connect up Moshe giving the Torah over to Kohen to the Jews and Kriyas HaTorah. But why reject that pasuk and talk about Egla Rufa? Right, I mean, it's kind of totally out of left field, right? And the limud, you can't say it like a limud of Kohen and Levi, because it's the exact same limud of Kohen and Levi. Okay. So what are the two different ideas? That's the one, right? So you have two different sources. So either it's a machlokas, or they're two different ideas which are both true or something like that, and whatever, whatever it is, it doesn't matter that much, but you know, it's something to think about. Okay, next. Rav Ashi Amar Me'acha, passing from Devar Yamim. Okay. B'nei Amram Aaron Moshe. The sons of Amram Aaron Moshe. Vayibodel Aharon la'akdisho kodesh kedashim. And he separated out, Aaron was separated to be makdashim, just give him kedusha. Kodesh kedashim. Okay, holy of holies, kodesh of kodesh. And it explains further. He does avoda sheres b'shem Echa. I forgot exactly how the rest of the pasuk goes, so you can check it. But so what's the limud? It's just talking about the formation of the Na'am. You know, Aaron and Moshe. You know, the Amron had two sons, and he separated out Aaron and Kadisha Kodesh Kadashim. So I think the limud is Kodesh, and then afterwards it says Moshe had some other role. You can look at the pasuk there. There's two pasuk. But I think the plain shot is Kodesh Kadashim, means that he's the Kodesh of the Kadashim, so of Kodesh. So the basic Kodesh is Levi. And Aaron was separated out to be the Kodesh of the B'nai Levi. It's Kodesh Kadashim. So there's the Kodesh. And then the Kodesh Kadashim is within the Kodesh, there's a higher level of Kedusha within the Kodesh. So you see, there's the Kodesh is the whole Shevet Levi. And the Kodesh Kadashim is Kohanim B'nai Levi. Okay? So that's another limud. Okay, so you learn now from here that there's an order, Kohen Levi. I guess he's wrong. Okay. Third limud. And the next sheet, one more. Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Me'acha. V'kidashto. Okay, and this is a mitzvah. It's one of the Targ mitzvahs. It's called drama. You should be mekmakdish, mekadesh the kohen. The chol davar shebekdusha, mekadesh him for any davar shebekdusha. But it's not clear what that means. Tana the Rishmal, v'kidash chol davar shebekdusha. What does it mean? Laftoach rishon. He begins first. He starts off. Does Rashi say what that means here exactly? There's other Rashi. The chol davar kavod. Ve'mitor ve'mishiv hu yidavar b'rosh. So whenever you have a davar of kavod, or giving an honor, right? Torah, an aliyah, or a yeshiva, you're sitting and you know talking, he gets to speak first. There's an idea, like a speakers or something, so he speaks first. Ulevarech rishon, had to be the first mevarech, had a seuda, right? Like a zefer zimon or whatever, right? V'litol mana yafa rishon. And balachlik mishav chol davar, so the way you do it is you have to split. Probably know this game, you know, you split like candy or different pieces of things. So if you want to split a thing between two people, so how do you do it? So one guy splits them, another guy chooses, right? So it says the Yisrael splits them. So you split them and then you let the Kohen choose which one he likes better. So that's the dinner of part of Mikdash, so of the, you know, the Kohen. Right. Someone else splits, right? He doesn't get the split. That wouldn't be fair, right? What? Choosing's better. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay. So therefore, so this is saying, you see, v'kidyashto, it's a mitzvah to be mekadesh the kohen. Mekadesh the kohen, which is a mitzvah. So saying this, you want to know, why, how do you know the kohen gets first? You learn that from here? Right? You learn that from here? V'kidyashto. I don't know how you learn the Levi, though, right? There's no mitzvah like that by the Levi. It doesn't explain that part. That position somehow leaves that out, right? But the pasuk is Isha Zono Chol Yikachu V'Isha Grusha V'Isha Lo Yikachu Yikidoshu Le'ilokav. So it's talking about Kohanim and the Kodesh, and they, you know, they marry. They can't marry certain women. V'Kidashta. You should be Mekadeshem. But see, what does that mean? You should be Mekadeshem. I mean, he's Kadosh. What does that do with us? Well, why am I Mekadeshem? Isn't God Mekadeshem? So that's what it's saying. It's Vikidash, though. That's the Lima. You have to be Mekadeshem through giving him first portions, right? Vikidash, though. Yes, Lechem Alekechu Makrev. Because he brings Lechem Alekechu, he brings the Karbanos. Kadosh Yalach. He should be Kadosh to you. Ki Kadosh, and Yashem Mekadeshem. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, Kedosh Yalach, Nag Bo Kedusha, Vftach Rishon, Chaldar Al Varech Rishon Sida. Okay, so this is basically the same thing. So this is a fourth limud, right? Fourth limud. So we have four limudim here. Okay, the first one is in the pasuk when Moshe gave the Torah, he gave it to Kohanim Levi. Second is Bagla Rufa, that the Nikshav Kohanim, the Kohanim and Levi approach, Kohanim Levi. Third is Pasuk Divrei Yamim, by separated Aaron Kodesh Kadashim. So that shows that he is Kodesh Aaron's Kodesh Kadashim. And the fourth is a Pasuk Meikra, Viki the Mitzvah, Viki Dashta. Make him first. It's funny that one of them is from Divrei Yamim. Like, why are you learning from Divrei Yamim? I mean, all the other ones are from Sukkim. You know, now you're learning this from Divrei Yamim. You know what I mean? By the way, just as a question. See, by Egla Rufa, the Levian don't do anything. It's just the Kohanim. It's not an Elevi. See, you say by the Torah, God, Moshe gave it to God, to the Kohanim, then to the Levium. You could say that. Kohen and Levi. But by Egla Rufa, what the Levium, then there's no halacha that Levium do anything. It's just the Kohanim. No second job. There's no, like, the Kohanim do it, and then Levium do it. It's not, it doesn't work out exactly over there. That's right. And Jonathan is good. As we said before, it works for this also. It doesn't mean because they go first and they go second. And identifying the Kohanim, it's identifying them as Kohanim B'nei Levi. So even if practically there aren't two things by the Egla Rufa, to one to the Kohanim, one to the Levi, or it doesn't lend itself to that. But still, you could deduce from here that it's Kohanim B'nei Levi. It's because their role is Levi and the Kohanim who are B'nei Levi. So you see that there is so to speak, if there were a second thing, Levi would have done it. But just practically speaking, there isn't. But still, why are you talking about them as B'nei Levi? So you see, apparently there is a significance of Levi, even if it may not be practically expressed. Okay, that's good. I mean, well, hopefully we'll understand more when we understand why this pasuk is different from the first one, but this is, on the surface, you're saying is correct. Okay, good. So I guess we'll try to work through these different pasukim and try to figure out what the different ideas are, right?